landing in Iran, we were taken to a 5-star hotel, which was there before the revolution as the Hilton Hotel. Now it's known as Istiqlal, Hotel Istiqlal. We were accommodated there, and we were taken around. We were taken around to the different places, places of interest. The first big visit we had was to the Behist-e Zahra Cemetery. Behist means paradise in Farsi, and Zahra is the title of Fatimah al-Zahra, the daughter of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Zahra means the radiant one, the effulgent one. Paradise effulgent. This is radiant paradise. This is the name of the cemetery. And before going to Iran, I have been reading in the newspapers about Behist al-Zahra to the cemetery. When the Imam arrived in Tehran, the very first thing he did was he made a beeline for Behist al-Zahra cemetery. Now we're thinking, one goes to the cemetery, what for? To make dua? Yes. For the departed souls? Yes. And when you are imagining a cemetery, you are imagining something like Brook Street. You can't imagine that this cemetery is square kilometers and square kilometers. You can't imagine it. You see, it is a big open ground where 1 million people, 2 million people can be accommodated. This is why they gather there. And they gather there because it is the easiest place where you can recharge your spiritual and emotional batteries. Because there lie the martyrs. People who had given their life, 70 to 80,000 people had given their life in this revolution. 100,000 have been maimed in this revolution. Unarmed people with only Allahu Akbar as the slogan, they topple the mightiest military force in the Middle East. So we went to this cemetery, and 1 million people were there, men and women and children. 1 million! You had seen some scenes of it. We were greatly inspired. We were greatly moved by the enthusiasm and the feeling of our brothers and sisters there. That in midwinter, for hours on end, men, women and children were sitting there on the ground. No carpets, no chairs. They're sitting on the ground in midwinter. A nation that can endure that discipline for hours on end, you can imagine what Allah bari ta'ala, what destiny must have in store for them. A day or two later, on our program, we read Behist Zahra Cemetery again. And I was very, very happy, because the second time when we went, this was a Thursday afternoon, and a Thursday afternoon in Iran is like our Saturday afternoon. And tens of thousands of people were there in the cemetery. This is a custom, a regular custom. Every Thursday, tens of thousands of people are gathering there for what? To charge the spiritual batteries. A reminder, a constant reminder, don't forget. This man, this is my son, he gave his life for the cause. This is my brother, somebody says, he gave his life for the cause. My father lies here, and so on and so on. Now, with that kind of a system, every Thursday is an injection. Every Thursday is an injection, a reminder that they gave their life for Islam.